Shalom to all. Today we're going to discuss Kalim Parakei Mishnah Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah is a really rich Ches Mas Rachol Shishi Bzechra Fan Yosevig Hagun Bikar of Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us Tanu Shenetma, an oven that became tame. Again, we're talking about an earthenware oven that became tame. Ketzam Matar Noisai. How is one matar it? So now we already know regarding earthenware Kalim that you can't put them in the mikvah. That's not a way to matar them. You have to break them. So the question is, how do you break this oven to matar it? The answer is Chalkal Shloisha. It has to be cut into three pieces. This is specifically talking about cutting it from the top to the bottom. That's basically cutting it lengthwise. That's cut into three sections. That's considered breaking the oven. Not only that, v'garas ha-tfeilo achei ba'aretz, he also has to remove the tfeilo, which is the added on thick layer of clay that helped with heat retention. It was basically the insulation. That has to be removed and has to be done all the way until the ground, which means when he's cutting the oven, let's say it's 3 feet tall, he can't just make a cut which is 2.5 feet through the oven, leaving the bottom half foot not cut. He can't even leave 2 inches or just 1 inch. He has to go from the top all the way to the bottom, hitting the ground, completely severing these pieces from each other, and only then it's considered broken. Now, Meir argues, and he says, he doesn't have to remove that outer layer, and also, he doesn't have to cut it till it's all the way through the ground. He has to just minimize it from the inside, 4 tvachim. In other words, he could take his saw or his knife or whatever it is, and reach his hand inside the oven, slicing the original shell of the oven, the main earthenware kli, slicing it into 3 spots until he reaches to within 4 tvachim of the ground, and that's sufficient. It's perfectly fine. That's considered being matarit. He comes in with a different opinion that not only does the oven have to be cut into 3 distinct pieces, he actually has to move the pieces away from each other, as opposed to Tanakama, who says you can cut in 3 pieces but then leave it where it is. That's not enough according to Shimon. It has to be cut into 3 pieces and they have to be moved away from each other. So now you see that there's 3 distinct pieces and only then it's considered breaking the oven and now it's tahar. Now what about Chalak al-Shnayim? If you cut it into 2 pieces, Echad Gadol v'Echad Katan, one of them is big, one of them is small. So a Gadol Tamei v'Katan Tahar. The big one is still Tamei, because that's the majority of the oven. It's not considered broken. Only the small one is tahar. Now chalak l'shloisha, let's say cut into 3 pieces, but echad gadol k'shnayim, one of the pieces is as large as the other two. So a gadol tamei u'shnay mektanim tahirin, the large one is tamei, and 2 small ones, they're tahar. On to Mishnah Ches, continue to discuss this oven that became tamei. Chatochay chulyos or chavay. Let's say he cut it into chulyos, which is basically rings across its width. So instead of taking the knife and chopping from the top all the way down, he decided to cut it widthwise into rings. So pachsamay bar tfach. If each of the rings is less than 4 tvachim of height, tahar, they're tahar. That's because we know the minimum height of something that could be considered an oven is 4 tvachim. So as long as these sections are less than 4 tvachim, they're tahar. Now what about the following? Merchai batet. He now took clay and smoothed it or coated it on these slices of oven, basically reconnecting them. The makabel tomo mishasi kenu kdei lafiz bosufganin. Now it's able to be makabel tomo once again, like an oven, once he heats it up, the amount of heat that he could bake sufganin in, and that's because now it's considered a brand new oven. He sliced into these rings. That's fine. That's basically considered being matar. Because it's broken, but now that he put tit on it, he reconnected with clay, so now it's a brand new oven and saved him kabel toma. Now let's say herchik v'merasat tfeila, he removed the tfeila, this insulating coating on the outside of the oven, v'nosan chol etzur bein tayim, and in between these pieces, these chulyos, these slices of the oven, he put either sand or like little pebbles. So bazet amru, with this they said, hanida v'atayro eifas bai v'hutar, anida, which is a woman who's tamei, and atahiro, which is a woman who's tahar, they could bake bread in this oven at the very same time, and the tahar woman's bread is tahar. There's no issue. That's even though she's baking with a nida, that's because this oven is not really considered an oven due to the fact that these rings were not connected. Maybe they're being held in place by sand and still able to bake because it has proper heat retention, but since nothing is connected over here, it's not considered an oven and therefore it's not makabel toma. Words out for the day, and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Tes and Yud, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.